Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here today on the show in 1 hour from this point. The WWE Evolution pay-per-view is going to kick off. This is the first ever all-women's pay-per-view promoted by WWE. We've got a lot of matches scheduled for the show. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella is the main event for the WWE Raw Women's title. Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler for the NXT Women's title. We have Toni Storm and Io Shirai in the finals of the Mae Young Classic Tournament. Trish Stratus and Lita versus Mickey James, Alicia Fox. Alexa Bliss will be there, but she is not cleared to wrestle, so she will not be wrestling on the show. We got the historic women's battle royal, like women have never had a battle royal before. The winner gets a women's championship match, and we have Sasha Bailey and Natalya versus Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, and Sarah Logan in a six-woman tag. Lots to talk about here. We'll get into it on the program today, give our predictions, tell you a little bit about the odds, which don't necessarily mean a whole lot. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't an hour in. We can also talk about all of the notes from the show. A lot of people there backstage who may or not be there. The entire NXT roster, the women's roster is there. Don't know if that means they're going to put some women in the Battle Royal or not, but they're there. Eve Torres is there, a number of other names as well. We'll give you more of those notes as the show goes on here today. We have notes on UFC. There was a big show last night. And, of course, WWE, they are on their way to Saudi Arabia. The production crew already starting to set up the big show. Tickets have gone on sale. They're practically sold out. The show absolutely is happening coming up later next week, so we could talk about that. As always, if you want to give us a call, the phone number, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment to kick it off, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm gonna fight them all. A seven-nation army couldn't hold me back.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot to get into here today. WWE Evolution here tonight. And we already have people texting in. Genuinely excited, this person says, for Evolution tonight. Will be the first non-NXT pay-per-view I have watched since the terrible Backlash pay-per-view. Which terrible Backlash pay-per-view? There have been a few. NXT and the Mayo Classic sold this pay-per-view much better than Raw or SmackDown, save for the Nikki-Ronda angle. Well, the Nikki-Ronda angle is the only thing they sold on Raw, so, I mean, I've been talking about this for a few days. Raw, I think, did a very good job building it up. SmackDown didn't do quite as well, but they've done all right with Becky and Charlotte. And I thought NXT did a great job building up the title match there, Kairi Sane, Shayna Baszler, and I thought the Mae Young Classic obviously did a good job building up Toni Storm versus Io Shirai, since that's a tournament final. So I think they hit all the bases. I think four of the matches are going to be pretty good to pretty damn good, those being the top four. And the rest of it will be probably short matches. So I think at the end of the day, people are going to like this pay-per-view. That's my thought. So we'll talk about it today. We'll do predictions. We'll do odds. All that kind of good stuff. Mike, you're looking forward to this show.
I am, actually, you know, with all the cameos that could take place, with all the names that could possibly be backstage. I'm interested to see some people that I haven't seen for a long time. And despite what you might think about WWE, for a lot of people, this is a real groundbreaking event, and it is a real big deal. And from this, probably the only other thing that's kind of left to do is to main event WrestleMania. I know it's something that Stephanie McMahon keeps talking about. It's something that is possible when you have Ronda Rousey on the roster and Charlotte, as well as some others that could do it as well. But certainly Ronda Rousey and Charlotte is something that on paper looks like something that they would really want to do. So a lot of these doors keep getting knocked down, and this is a good opportunity to just see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a while. I'm not sure if anything that's going to really happen tonight will take us through into the future with the important things. We'll have to see about the Mae Young Classic and how they play the NXT Women's title, but this is really just more about the event itself.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
I have a question about this pay-per-view tonight. I was watching Total Divas last week. It seems like these girls are acting like they were 20 years ago, pouring whipped cream on each other and doing twerking contests and even calling each other Team Glory. I'm not to say the other word because it's sort of pornographic. It seems like they want to be sex objects still. So does this set the girls back like 20 years doing this stuff?
What, Total Divas? Does it set girls back 20 years?
Like the girls were like Trish Stratus back in the day where they were barking like dogs in their underwear on TV.
Well, there was a lot of that. Here, Ryan, here's how you got to look at it. Total Divas, I don't know if you've seen the ratings lately, but the show's not doing very well. And so don't be surprised if Total Divas is all about Lana and Rusev making out naked on the edge of the sea, which I believe is one of the storylines, or Team Glory or whatever. I mean, they're trying to get people to watch the show. And as I've said to people who have asked me about Women's Evolution, I mean, let's think a little bit about this show. They're here trying to claim that this is a groundbreaking thing for women, and it's not like it used to be, and the women are athletes, and this and that. And that makes for a great story, And to a degree, it is true. However, Nikki Bella, when her music hits, she comes out on the stage in very short shorts, and she shakes her ass as part of her entrance. She goes into the ring. She's proud to be a diva. That's the whole gimmick. I'm a diva. I'm from the divas era. We've got the Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville. I don't know if you've seen Sonya Deville's outfit from when she debuted to today. The skirt gets shorter every single time she gets into the ring. Mandy Rose is taking the role that they wanted to give to Lana of just pretty much she's there for everyone to gawk at. And Lana didn't want to go all the way with it, I guess, because of Rusev. And so they gave it to Mandy Rose. And you can look up and down the show, and there is a lot of lip service here. I mean, at the end of the day, Vince McMahon is he's 73 years old. And Kevin Dunn, I don't know how old he is, but he's probably 50s or 60s. They've been doing this for their entire adult lives. And in their minds, they have an idea of what the women should look like, what the women should wear, and what the women should do. And they're going to come on TV, and they're going to claim that things are different because they're trying to brand something here. And to a degree, things are going to be different. There's going to be no women on a leash barking like a dog in 2018. But it's still Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn and the whole brain trust, and it's always going to be pro wrestling, WWE pro wrestling. You'll never get rid of it until those guys are gone.
All right.
Nothing to add?
I don't really think I have anything to add to that after what I already said, and then you kind of shining the light on the obvious truths of it. Yes, you're exactly right. Now, there are other things associated with this. Like, I think it's called the Girls Up program that Stephanie McMahon is starting now. I mean, there is a actual, like, you know, awareness corporately and things like that that are separate and certainly separate from what we see on TV every week, that the why this event is I'm sure important and is being played up too. But yeah, I mean, obviously there have been all women's wrestling pay-per-views and all of those sorts of things, but I'm trying to focus on the positive tonight and just making this event, hopefully having this event, number one, mean something, but again, two, really more of it just being about a celebration of the women over the years.
Main event, Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella for the Raw Women's title. You'll be stunned to know that Ronda is a minus 900 favorite. I don't know if any of the smart money's come in yet, so these are just, I mean, most of these odds are just what you would figure. Although, for the Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair last woman standing match, Becky Lynch is the favorite, and I think Charlotte's leaving with the belt. I could be wrong, but we'll see. The Women's Battle Royal, yesterday predicted that I thought that the winner of the Women's Battle Royal was going to be Molly Holly. And apparently somebody else, they tweeted me about this, they put money on Molly Holly, and I believe her odds were 66-1. Not great odds.
Well, if you had $10, sure.
But he promised that if she won, he was going to split the money with me. I don't even know why. That's what he said. But there's 20 women right now in the Battle Royal because they took out Alicia Fox because she is replacing Alexa Bliss. Alexa was not cleared from a concussion. So of those 20 women, I mean, it doesn't matter because you could give Lana, for example, a championship match if you won it on SmackDown. It wouldn't mean anything. But when I look at the lineup of women here, it's like for Raw, you got Tamina, Ember, Nia, Dana, and Maria. I mean, are any of those a potential number one contender? Maybe Ember.
Nia?
I guess maybe Nia. SmackDown, you got Billy, Peyton, Asuka, Mandy, Sonya, Carmella, Lana, Naomi, and Zelina. And since Asuka won their fake Battle Royal thing they did on SmackDown, I don't expect her to win. And that leaves slim pickings. Naomi, I guess? And then...
Well.
Other than that, it's just unaffiliated women. Tori, Michelle, Alundra Blaze, Ivory, Kelly, and Molly.
The classics.
And to me, if you're going to do a battle royal with women who aren't on Raw or SmackDown, and the stipulation is that the winner gets a shot at the title, it doesn't mean they get the title, they just get a shot. I mean, if it were me, I would have someone not on Raw or SmackDown win. So anytime you do this, fans will believe that, you know what, anyone could win this goofy battle royal. So my pick remains Molly Holly. I know she can still work. I saw her in that Royal Rumble. She's my pick.
I guess I'm not going to say they're going to bring back Karma, and she's going to either appear as her old name Karma or under her new glow name, whatever that may be. I can't even don't even know. I don't watch the show, but I guess Tori Wilson. I mean, you know, you think about it too, if it's not going to be somebody from today and if it's going to be somebody from the past, I mean, who are they on a great relationship with? You know, is Michelle McCool? You know, is that possible? I don't know. I don't know. I'm interested to see where they go, if they do anything with Nia and Tamina, if that's going to be a short little feud or not, or if they only did that to build up the pay-per-view. Because I can imagine that being some fun to watch on Monday nights.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Paul here says, so Brie is just a second on the show. Does that say what WWE thinks about her work? No, it does not. I can practically promise you that WWE thinks more highly of Brie Bella's work than, for example, Dana Brooke or Billie Kay or Lana, for sure. Or, for crying out loud, Alundra Blayze has not taken a bump since 2001. and she's in the Battle Royal. So
yeah, well, I would still trust her work.
You trust Alundra Blaze in 2018 over Brie Bella?
I don't know. I'm not putting it. I just don't want to bet against Alundra Blaze.
I'm not betting against her, but if Crown Point, Indiana said I had to have a match with a woman, and it was either going to be Brie Bella or Medusa in 2018, I'm going with Brie Bella.
I don't know, man.
But the point of this is Brie Bella is part of the main event act with Nikki Bella. The Bellas are the main eventers on this pay-per-view. So they happen to be a package, and one of them happens to be wrestling Ronda Rousey. Now, funny you should mention that. Is it out of the question that something wacky happens tonight and they do twin magic and Brie ends up working part of this match? Of course not. Is it out of the question they could do a last-minute stip where it ends up being both of the Bellas versus Ronda? Of course not. Anything can happen. I don't know if any of those things are going to happen, but I have been led to believe that there's going to be some gimmickry in the main event. I don't know what that means, but I think there's going to be something there, probably involving Brie Bella.
You know, it's also possible, although not likely, Ivory could be the winner of the Battle Royal. Ivory.
Ivory's 56 years old.
Yeah, debuted in 1986.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Ivory, but you know what, everyone? It could be anybody. It could literally be anybody, including this fella here says, and I'll even read his name, Charlie in Toronto, says that Dana Brooke is winning the Battle Royal. We'll see, Charlie. We will see. This person here says, I won't be watching Evolution tonight. I was called into work. Not sure if I should watch the whole thing when I get back or just skip towards the matches I'm most interested in, which is mainly the last women's standing match and Kairi versus Shayna.
Well, if you're not sure about such things, subscribe to WrestlingObserver.com and F4WOnline.com and listen to Dave and Brian's show or Dave and or Brian and Vinny's show or even Dave and Garrett's show. They might pop up at times you don't expect, you know, and you can listen to them and then make your informed decision on whether or not you should watch the entire show or just certain matches.
And hey, let me tell you something. You're looking forward to the Baszler match and the Last Woman Standing match. Why would you not be looking forward to Toni Storm versus Io Shirai? That match may be the best match on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got Ronda and Nikki, which they have been practicing. They've been practicing every single day at the Performance Center. And historically, when Ronda Rousey gets a lot of time to practice her matches end up being pretty damn good matches. So we'll see. But I have high hopes for the top four matches on this show. The Trish and Lita versus Mickey and Alicia, I don't have high hopes for. I think Alicia's going to do the job there. I could be wrong. Mickey could do it. But Trish and Lita are the favorites. And, I mean, if you're going to be doing a bunch of matches involving women who are not regulars on the roster, I mean, at least in one of these matches, those people should win. So I would let the legends win. So there you go. By the way, Ivory is 59 years old. Not 56. She'll be 60 next year.
She's timeless.
Let me tell you something, everybody. I met her on the way to WrestleMania this past year. She's the best-looking 59-year-old woman I think I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how she does it. Probably living in Washington State would be my guess.
Oh, yeah.
The air up here.
Ah, that's what it is.
It is the air. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
How well, look who's back.
Hey.
What's up,
yes,
Jim?
Yes, I am so thrilled that we've got an all-women's pay-per-view tonight.
I actually would have been stunned if you hadn't called today. This day is right up your alley.
Exactly. Now, let me ask a quick question about the Battle Royal. Now, I know she's in the NXT now, but is Mia Yim in the Battle Royal?
Right now, there are only the names that I mentioned earlier. Now, all of the NXT women are at the show, so I would not be the least bit surprised if they took five of them or whatever and threw them into the Battle Royal. I mean, it's not a Royal Rumble, so, like, however many women you have, they're all in the ring when the bell rings to start the match. So if you're putting 25, 30 women in there, that's probably a bad idea. So you may see a couple NXT women, but it's not even like the Royal Rumble where there are surprises. It's like there's just going to be a bunch of bodies in the ring, the bell's going to ring. So I don't even know why they need to add any surprises. So I've not heard that.
I would like to, Mike was mentioning a few minutes ago about Michelle McCool. I wouldn't mind seeing her winning. She was one of my favorites when she wrestled in WWE. And Nia Jax has got to be a favorite, shouldn't she?
I guess. I mean, she could challenge.
Her size and everything, you know?
Yeah, but she's kind of a baby face, and Ronda's kind of a baby face, and the winner's getting a championship match, and I don't know. You could do it. I think they already feuded, though, right? Remember they had that match that was, I mean, it was pretty good, I guess, if I recall correctly, but I don't
really
see it again.
The feud was kind of weird, though, because they were transitioning out of the thing with Nia being bullied completely into Ronda just being there, and they're going to put the title on her. That was a weird way to transition there, but I guess if you want Ronda to conquer, you know, again, another big name as you set something else up, you could do a rematch between the two or something like that. It's not the end of the world. And look, you know, she could also win and hold on for a while here, too. I mean, you know, I would assume Ronda's going to hold on to the belt, you know, throughout everything. But who knows if they decide to throw a banana peel out there and have her lose one night on a Sunday and win it back on a Monday just to do it. It's something that they would do.
You know what? He's talking about Toni Storm and Io Shirai. I think that match will blow the roof off of the
Hey,
arena.
Very well could.
Because you can think of the fans are going to be blown away. There's going to be lots of chanting and, you know, this is awesome. And, you know, because Toni and Io Shirai, I've seen them wrestle several times in Stardom. They never disappoint.
Well, I want you to think of one thing. I want to thank you very much for the call, my man. I want you to think that the Mae Young Classic was shot at Full Sail, and there were a lot of matches, and because it's a tournament, by the time we got to the semifinals, like, everybody knew everybody, and they knew their moves, and they were into it a lot. But this is the WWE Women's Evolution pay-per-view, which is being sold mainly on angles that were shot on Raw and SmackDown. And so you are, in fact, going to... You're going to have a lot of fans that have absolutely no idea who Toni Storm is. They've never seen her in her life, in their lives. They've never seen Io Shirai in their lives. And those guys, those two are going to be having a match together. So it's possible that it's not going to get a great reaction. I think that they're good enough that by the end they will get a great reaction. But I don't think it's like a guarantee going in that everybody's going to know who these women are and they're going to go absolutely nuts for them. It could be a struggle.
You know who's timeless? Maria Menounos. Looks exactly the same way she did 10 years ago. And I know she's not a member of the WWE Hall of Fame yet, but she will be as part of that celebrity wing at some point in the future. She's being interviewed by Charlie right now. One of WrestleMania's, you know, anything that involved a celebrity. If I recall correctly, she had a pretty good match, I think. She teamed with Trish Stratus, but wasn't she really hurt?
Who are we talking about?
Maria Menounos when she had that match at WrestleMania?
I don't think she was hurt. I think that... I can't remember. I don't remember what her deal was. So, I don't think she's in the Battle Royal, but you never know. Anybody
she's definitely
be.
Not in the Battle Royal.
Eve Torres could be in the Battle Royal. She's there.
Right. Well, you know, we got Michelle McCool there. Where's Layla?
Layla could be there for all I know.
Yeah.
Who knows who could be there?
I mean, what the most exciting part of this, well, I think some of the matches are pretty good too, but like, again, the random cameos and surprises and sight gags and things like that, that's kind of what I'm all there for.
But here's the deal. I keep saying this to everybody. It's not a Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble is great for surprise and that sort of thing, but I mean, for people that want more surprises in the Battle Royal, it's like, how many times have we seen a Battle Royal, like a geek Battle Royal on Raw with the men? And like, they come back from commercial, and there's 20 bodies in the ring. The bell rings, and they all start moving.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, who the hell's in this Battle Royal? I can't even figure out who's that guy. I mean, that's what we're talking about for this Women's Battle Royal here. It's not going to be the Royal Rumble. No. If they put five more women in there, there's going to be 25 women. They're all going to be standing in a 20 by 20 square foot ring. They're going to ring the damn bell. They're all going to start moving. You're not going to even know who's in the ring. So I don't think there's a point of having a bunch of surprises in the Battle Royal. It's pointless.
Have the surprises during the show, random that way. That would make far more sense.
Yeah, you'll see people backstage. And
yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be angles and that sort of thing to set up matches, but This person here says, and I hate to burst your bubble, buddy, but he says, remember how popular the Sable Playboy issue was and how popular the other wrestler editions of Playboy were? All of them, including China's there. She did two of them. Says, I think WWE could make a killing with their own regular periodical featuring tasteful nudes of their top women. I'd give my left arm to see Charlie Caruso in the buff. Well, my friend, it ain't going to happen. I rarely guarantee anything, but I guarantee you that is not going to happen. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
From Ring of Honor to tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of notes. This person here says, the only way WWE is getting away with a female magazine is if they do a men's one first. Probably right about that. Probably right about that. And this person here says, Kevin Dunn, August 24, 1956, 62 years old. So there you go. Rest of the matches on the show, I think we've run over pretty much everything. A lot of video packages scheduled for the show. I'm sure Stephanie McMahon's going to make an announcement of some sort. I don't know that is a positive, but I think that some people have mentioned that that's... I seem to recall that there's going to be a Stephanie McMahon announcement on the show. Could have just been that it's one of those things that have been talked about so much as a rumor that it's become a fact. We'll find out tonight. Would not be surprised if she announced the women's tag team titles. They've already announced there's going to be another women's Royal Rumble, so that's not something that could be announced. And I would not be surprised if they shot an angle of some sort for Survivor Series. There have been a lot of different ideas for Survivor Series matches over the last several years. For a long time, they'd been talking about the Four Horsemen of the WWE versus the MMA Four Horsewomen, and that does not appear to be happening at this point. I suppose anything can happen, but I think that with Charlotte and Becky feuding, it just is weird. So I would not be surprised if they did something like four of the NXT women versus four of the WWE women in a four-on-four Survivor Series match. That could happen. So we'll see. We'll see what they end up adding to the show tonight. I expect some sort of announcement or angle or something leading into the big show. Also, WWE going to Saudi Arabia. I know you're stunned. The production crew's on their way over. A lot of them are already there. They're setting up the show. The company did, in fact, put tickets on sale. There had been last Friday, not this past Friday, the Friday before, tickets were supposed to go on sale. They didn't. And the reason for that is because WWE alerted the Saudis that there is a chance we won't be able to come. And Monday and Tuesday, there was a lot of talk that the State Department was going to basically tell them, you can't go. And the feeling from inside the company, the odds were they weren't going. But guess what? Didn't happen. And so Thursday, they announced at the investors conference that we're going. We don't want to lose out on the money. It's a business decision. And so they're on their way. And what that means for John Cena and Daniel Bryan, a lot of rumors last week that they weren't going. And as we talked about here, the creative team had been told that John Cena's got to be taken out of the tournament. He wasn't taken out of the tournament last week. So he's either decided he is going to go, or tomorrow he'll be taken out of the tournament. And Tuesday, I guess we'll find out if Daniel Bryan is going, because he is in a world title match with AJ Styles. And they'd have to come up with some sort of angle to get both guys out of those matches. And we'll see if that ends up happening. I think there's a very obvious way to get John Cena out of Crown Jewel. That is that Baron Corbin comes on TV and he points out that in this World Cup tournament to determine the best in the world, everybody qualified except John Cena. Everybody else had to beat somebody else to get into the tournament. John Cena was just added. And so Corbin could say, John Cena, I feel that you need to win a qualifier to go. And tonight, you will be facing me with the winner going to Crown Jewel. And of course, it has to come out that John Cena's in China. There's no way he can make it to Raw. And so our main man, Baron Corbin, wins via forfeit, and he gets himself put into the damn tournament where he goes on to lose. But you could easily do that. John Cena never qualified. Why is he in this tournament in the first place?
Absolutely. And if you wanted to later on then go back and give a reason that Baron Corbin has been removed from his position by Stephanie McMahon, there you go. You know, or have this come up as part of a story to bring Kurt back officially off vacation whenever his vacation ends. Which, by the way, is he still on vacation at wrestling this match?
I mean, he's on vacation as a GM. Clearly not on vacation as a wrestler.
Mm.
So this person here says, forget the payday. I would not want to piss off a government that literally takes people into back rooms and kills them. I don't think that that would happen if they didn't go to Saudi Arabia, would be my guess. This person here says, I remember nobody even noticed Tatanka was in a Mania Battle Royal until halfway through the match. Yes, exactly. That's what happens in Battle Royals. And this person notes, Maria Menounos had a foot injury. I think some fractures from doing Dancing with the Stars, and she wrestled with it. That's talked about it on the Jericho pod. She also had a brain tumor.
Yeah. Tougher than Sin Cara, for sure.
This person here says, I could not stay on the line. Please read this text on the air. Listeners should hear this. He says, I just wanted to bring up the ultimate double standard that is Brie giving Liv Morgan a concussion and Rousey giving Bliss a concussion that is keeping her off the Evolution show tonight. Okay, so first off, Ronda Rousey gave Bliss the concussion? I had not heard that. If you'd like to provide me with a source for that, I'd love to hear it. If you're talking about the Ronda Rousey-Alexa Bliss match from the last pay-per-view, where Alexa allegedly, in storyline, got hurt, that's not where she got the concussion. She got a concussion on the house show tour last Friday or Saturday. So unless Ronda Rousey gave it to her there, then Ronda Rousey did not give her a concussion. Anyway, people wanted Bree's head after giving Liv a concussion versus Rousey giving... People wanted Bree's head after giving Liv a concussion versus Rousey giving Bliss one. I'm disappointed in you, Brian, and the rest of the wrestling community for not bringing that same energy. I don't care how long she's been wrestling. She's the champ, face of the women's division, and she needs to take care of her opponents, which she didn't do last week at the house show.
Is this one of those anti-Ronda people you tell me about?
That sounds like it. So here's the thing, first off. Is Ronda Rousey the one that gave Alexa Bliss the concussion? Okay? If she was, then we can have a discussion here. Now, one of the reasons I haven't brought any energy to this is because I never even heard that until right now. Now, if Ronda Rousey gave Alexa Bliss a concussion, my dear listener, if you recall, I'm not the one that said that Brie Bella should be fired. I'm not the one that said Brie Bella should be taken off TV. I didn't say any of that. What I was angry about was that Brie Bella kicked her in the head and then dragged her to the corner. And then when Liv Morgan was outside the ring, the referee, the doctor, nobody knew what was going on. The doctor led her back into the ring where she got banged up again. And then she ended up outside the ring. That's what I was mad about. Like, Brie kicked her on accident. This happens. I was never one of those people that said that Brie Bella should be fired. Yeah, there were a lot of people that thought that Brie Bella should be fired because she accidentally kicked Liv Morgan in the head. And as many people have pointed out, people get concussions in WWE all the time. Daniel Bryan, as much as I thought that it was kind of ridiculous for him to go on Twitter and do this big, long diatribe defending his wife, because, I mean, it's a women's evolution here. She should be able to defend herself. But the point is, he pointed out in that diatribe that he has given many people concussions on accident. Nobody asked for Daniel Bryan to be fired. So the issue here is not Brie should be fired for accidentally kicking someone. My issue was with the entire follow-up once she was clearly unconscious. Yeah, Brie should not have turned her over. Brie shouldn't have dragged her to the corner. That's true. Guess what? The ref should have had his damn eyes open. What was that guy doing?
Yeah, where was somebody in the back talking to the ref saying, what are you doing? Get in there.
What the hell's a doctor? What's he even there at ringside for? Serious question, everybody. If the doctor at ringside has a body fall in front of him who clearly was knocked unconscious in the ring and he lets her get back into the ring, what the hell's the guy there for? In case somebody dies? Like, isn't his job as a doctor at ringside to, like, care for the performers? What the hell is he doing letting this girl get back in the ring? These are my issues, not the actual kick that gave her the concussion.
It's like Kimbo and Dada 5000 in there. You can't stop it. You can only hope that the remains aren't too bad afterwards.
Somebody tell me about this whole Ronda Rousey Alexa thing. I want to know what's going on here. And listen, not only did I not hear that Ronda Rousey gave her the concussion, but I mean, for several days there, nobody knew whether she had a concussion or a broken nose. So I don't even know what happened.
Ronda's in a flowery sundress right now on the red carpet backstage for WWE Evolution. They have one of those.
Person says, I hate this video package. Stephanie's announcement back in July with all the women cheering and hugging one another. Well, that's, hey, if you hate it, don't watch the pay-per-view because you're going to see it more. Person says, they're disappointed in you. Did Granny send that text? I don't think so. This person here says, the Ronda Bliss concussion was in an untelevised house show versus everybody in the entire world seeing what was happening but the ref. Nobody's going to be passionate about something they don't know the details about. I don't even know what happened. What am I supposed to be mad about?
I don't know. Don't relax.
I get mad later when I find out, but... Person says, I could see Bianca Belair winning the Battle Royal. That'd be pretty impressive, as at this point she's not in it.
Yeah, what is the, will people stop adding people to this battle royal, please?
This person says, have you heard if there are any men wrestlers backstage? Yes, there are.
R-Truth has been all over the pre-show. Not all over the pre-show, but has been on the pre-show and on the red carpet focusing on him. So
Truth yes, is, there. Is there. Finn is there. Flair is there. Hunter's there. I'm not sure who else, but yes, there are women and men backstage.
Can you believe
show.
It? A kid cohabitating together backstage.
Well, maybe he's pointing out that there's another show coming up in 4 days where there will be no women backstage or on the show.
It's true.
Or in the country. I mean, you guys realize that it wasn't just the women wrestlers that were not on the greatest Royal Rumble. Stephanie and Michelle Wilson, the two most powerful women in all of World Wrestling Entertainment, they weren't there. That's what we're talking about here. Says, I hope James Ellsworth wins the Battle Royal. It's not going to happen. You know what I could see happen, though? I'd have to think how you'd do this.
Go ahead, say Finkel. What?
No, I was just thinking, like, somehow Ellsworth gets in there, and
He's on the Jericho cruise, isn't he?
He throws out the last person, but then somebody who just was on the floor runs in, throws him out, and they win. I could see him doing something like that, but yeah, I don't think he's available. Spursinger says, Women's Battle Royal, they'll do entrances to get pops. And he had 7 matches scheduled to go until 10:30. I heard the opposite. I heard 10. I guess we'll find out. Spursinger says, I've spent the last 6 weeks in Egypt, mostly with my family. It seems everybody who mentions Saudi Arabia is tired of the situation still being covered on the news. They don't deny the tragic nature, but the media, in their eyes, is making this too big a deal for too long. This includes the surprising many WWE fans I have met. Of all the people who are fans of WWE, all of them know about Crown Jewel. None of them know what an Evolution pay-per-view even is. The network is not available here, but Raw, SmackDown, and Live pay-per-views are. Side note, SmackDown in Egypt has many, many direct mentions of Saudi Arabia that I think were censored off of U.S. television, and my WWE Network account works here on my Android TV and Roku. Not sure why. That's Sammy from New Jersey who calls all the time. He's currently in Cairo. And this person says, are the women going to be at TV this week with it being so far away? What? What's that mean? Oh, I see. Are they going to be flown in? Because I guess TV's in the UK. It's a good question. I'll try and find out after the break. Wrestling Observer Live. You don't gotta go to work. But you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work. Let my body do the work.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, a couple of updates. First off, they are not in the UK tomorrow. They are in, I got the list here, Charlotte and then Atlanta for SmackDown. Then they head to the Saudi show, not the women, obviously, and then they're in the UK after that. So
I bet if they utilize planes, they'll be able to get those women to Charlotte.
Yes, all of the women will be in Charlotte tomorrow, except for the NXT talent. They're going home, I am told. So that's that update. And then for those wondering, Rhea Ripley worked the dark match on the Evolution pay-per-view. She beat the captain of Team Kick, Dakota Kai. And I don't know if the UK title was on the line, but she did, in fact, work on the show, so...
That's their way of having her on the show, yet never referring to that title because it hasn't aired yet.
I guess that is true. And this person here notes this show solely designed an attempt to deflect blowback from doing Crown Jewel. It is in no way important or historic. WWE's performative feminism is disgusting. It's quite the line. Performative feminism.
Feminism. That's good.
That's right. Yeah, TV This Week is not in Europe. So there you go. This person here knows, forgot to mention, one of the Crown Jewel ads during WWE TV in Egypt is full of Michael Cole's pro-Saudi propaganda from the greatest Royal Rumble.
I'm sure.
Yep. Yep, there you go. All right, Women's Evolution starting right now, everybody. I got to call and alert Granny. She's all excited for it, so check it out. I'm back later on tonight with Vinny. We're doing a recap show. And then later on tonight, myself and Dave Meltzer talking the weekend news. And this show, Raw, SmackDown, so much more. So check it out, everybody. And that is it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.